Okay, so I saw a link. It was talking about, are we in a simulation, or what is the Matrix or whatever? Let me tell you what's going on. Here's what's going on. This is really the deal. I didn't spend 10 years of my life every day trying to figure it out to fail. And so it took a long time. You know you're in a simulation. You know you're in a program, Pro-G RAM. You're in a program because the birds tweet, all the cats meow, all the dogs bark, all the cows moo. The animals follow a program. They all act the same. It's easy to see that you're in a program. And if you have friends or family, you learn their pattern. They follow a pattern. They follow a pattern. Everybody has a pattern. Now you can change your pattern, but most people don't. They only change the pattern if they have to, but most of your habits and habits, I guess is the word, or your addictions, I guess, they're just patterns that were created of the old flesh mind. They're programs. It's the old program. If you look at a book, it has a spine. Your body has a spine. If you take your car to the body shop, they call it a body shop. If you look at a building or an edifice, there's many parts to make the building. Just like your body has many parts to make the whole. Many pieces of the pie make the whole. When you taste a piece of pie, and you cut a piece of pie into parts, no matter what part of the pie you taste, it tastes like the whole. You can see the parts in the whole and the whole in the parts. It's a fractal hologram and it's a program. And so what's the purpose of the hologram that's out in front of you? Every day's a repeat. Time is not linear. Time is a cycle. It's a moment by moment repeat. And it's a 3D book. You're in a 3D book. And the book is a story, and the story repeats. The outside just repeats over and over and over and over. The same story of the cross. What's the purpose? The outside repeat is to turn your inside out. It's to turn you back into what your resource. You know, you go get a job and, well, go to the human resource department. The human resource. You're being resourced. Go back to source. So a job is more than just a job. It's teaching you how to face off with people and face-to-face interaction and to be a better person. You look up at the sky, it's blue. Blue represents the law. You look at the green grass, it's reptilian. Reptilian nature. So you're learning to move from your old reptilian nature. You're under the blue letter law. The sky is blue because the flesh is under law. The letter killeth. So you're going to die in this cube. It's a cube. It doesn't matter if the world is round or flat or whatever. It's still a cube. It's a spiritual cube because everything that you look at, everything that you say, everything that you think, everything that you touch reflects back. And when you take physics 101, every force has an equal and opposite force. When you get on a mountain and yell, you hear the echo. It reflects back. When you look in a mirror, it reflects back. When you throw a boomerang, it comes out. When you take a magnet and break it into parts and you pull it apart, it has a force to pull back. So down here in the material realm, Everything is a reflection or a reflecting pond. This is why when you create a pattern, it's hard to escape that pattern, because you've created such a stronghold pattern that keeps trying to come back. Now, you can change that pattern, but you're gonna have to do some serious fasting and prayer a lot of times to change a pattern. But you can do it. You can create new patterns, because you're not an animal. You're a human, and you can think outside the animal side of behavior. In other words, the beast nature just follows a pattern that the world tells them. You know, you don't have to be the hive. You can step outside the hive mind, and you can think outside the box, because you're a human, not an animal. So when you think outside the box, you can change the patterns. You can change the program. You can change destiny in a way. Even though your destiny is pretty much set, so all your decisions that you think you're making, it's kind of like the universe is pushing you towards source, because everybody's going towards that same source code. What is the source code? The source code is to teach you to walk in agape and truth, love and truth. To resource is to teach you to walk in the spirit. That's what the resource is. So down here in the cube, the machine is nothing but a cutting machine. It follows, it cuts. And so God is resourcing you through the repeat process, the cycle and cycle. You need a cycle for birthing. So everything that you go through over and over and over and over and over is to birth you into your next identity or your next state. Now, it's a story, because God wrote a story. His word is forever settled in heaven. So God wrote the story before it played out in 3D. It was written in 5D. It played out in 3D, and it was documented on 2D. And so now you can open up the book, the Bible, and read the story in 2D. But you're actually following after Christ in series behind Jesus, the firstborn of many brethren. So you're following that same story in the repeat. And so that's what's happening. You're in a 3D book. It's a holographic book. It's the same story. As you walk out the door, you're under law. You look at the green grass, reptilian. You look at the tree, true, faithful, faith. You look at the dirt. You're rising out of the dirt, clay. Imagine going, looking at a stone sculpture where the person, the human, is rising up out of the stone. A 2D stone rising up in 3D. So you're rising up out of 3D into 5D. Just like a 2D stone, flat piece of stone, and the human's rising up into 3D, you're rising as a 3D flat compared to 5D. You're rising up into 5D. You're learning to be spiritual by the 3D repeat birthing process. And it's a machine, it's a material, it's a birthing process. So the purpose of the cycle is to birth you to your next state, to teach you to walk in the spirit, and to move you from 3D to 5D in your comprehension. In your mind, the mind, be renewed in the spirit of your mind. Mind is spirit. The spirit of your mind is eternal. When you die, your body goes to the grave, but you're still going to be thinking the same thoughts. You're just going to have an exponential growth, because you can get a new spiritual body, and you won't be limited by the physical. If you notice, when you're trying to learn a new topic or subject, you have to eat, you have to sleep, you have to go to the bathroom, you have to take a shower, you have to do something else. So you're trying to learn something new, and you get distracted by all these creature things that have to happen, creature comforts and creature necessities. You gotta clip your fingernails, you gotta cut your hair. Think about all the things you could learn if you didn't have those things to worry about. You gotta get your outfit ready, you gotta go to work, you gotta pay the bills. And so the whole system is designed to get you so stressed out you don't see the cycle repeat. The devil's using the media and the drama to blind you from something that's right in your face. The birds and the cats and the dogs, they show you it's a program. They all act the same. If you go from one city to another and you pick up a cat, it's going to act the same as another cat. It's the same. If you go to one city to another city and you pet a dog, it's going to act the same. It's a program. Pro-G-Ram. What's the program? Pro-G is Golgotha. Ram, the ram caught in the thicket in Genesis. Abraham, God told Abraham to sacrifice his son, but he was just testing him. And the angel stopped him, and there was a ram caught in the thicket. It points to the fact that Jesus became our offering. There was no human sacrifices for the Jewish people in the Old Testament. There's no human sacrifice. Only the devil does it. But God had to send his son to shed his blood. He was the only sacrifice that God agreed upon before the foundation of the world. And so there's your story. His story is history. His, T, is the cross, Ori, having to do with the cross. Having to do with his cross is history. And so that's repeated every day. You see the same stuff happening in Genesis 3, Genesis 4, Galatians, the flesh persecutes the spirit, Cain persecuted Abel. You see it with the nations. God picked a people, chose out a people, the Gentiles chased Israel. You see it happening over and over in your own life. The flesh versus the spirit is happening 24/7, 7 days a week, all the time. And so the purpose to teach you to die to the old Adam, the old flesh mind, to walk in the spirit. That's what's happening. That's it. It's a simulation. It's a repeat simulation. It's a holographic simulation. Mother Earth is the birthing. So this farmer takes the seed and puts it in the earth and he has a harvest. Watermelon seed makes watermelon. The man and the woman make a baby. Production, if at a factory, they put the products, make the products, and they produce. So you got industrial reproduction, farming reproduction, human reproduction, music is reproduction, movies reproduction, recreation is recreation, recreation is recreation. Your every moment is a recreation, a reproduction. And so as the hologram moves around you, you think you're moving, but actually you're not really moving. Because everything's at the cross. Everything's happening at the cross. You're not really moving. Nobody is. It's actually like it's like a dream state. It's like a computer program. And so when you really get good at meditation and concentration and reflecting and contemplation and all that, you can actually turn something over in your mind and it will appear. It has to appear because that's what the Mother Earth is. It's the birthing. So if you take the seed of your thoughts, your eyes, your mind, your imagination, you turn it over. The word turn is verse, which is vulva, which is the female side. So you turn it over in your mind. And just like the woman, the baby births in 9 months, the appearance will happen. It doesn't matter if it appears in 2D or 3D. It'll appear. And if it doesn't appear in 2D or 3D, it'll appear as a dream or an image or a vision. It has to, because the magnet comes back. The boomerang comes back. When you knock on a wall, the sound reflects back, echoes. Everything's a reflecting back. Because why? Because you're reflecting back to the cross. The reason everything reflects back, because his word won't return void, the Bible says. There's your pattern. So whatever God sent out to accomplish it, it will accomplish because his word won't return void. Why? because you're reflecting back on the cross. So when you think back at the cross, T-H-I-N-K, you're thankful, T-H-A-N-K, to God. So the word think and the word T-H-I-N-K and the word T-H-A-N-K are the same word. And all you have to do is Google it, think etymology, and you'll see think. If you Google T-H-I-N-K or T-H-A-N-K etymology, you'll see it's the same word. And it took a long time for me to grasp that. The reason is you're thinking back at the cross and you're thankful for what Jesus did on the cross. And so it's the same. So you're reflecting back on the cross. You're reflecting back on what Christ did. And so that's what this whole thing is. And so that when this repeat, it's every day is the same. And when it comes to an end, and it will, Revelation said, time shall be no more. Once time ends, you're in a state of eternity of praise and worship. And even the people in hell, the smoke of their torment rises forever as a sweet smelling offering. So everything is in eternity, everything is a praise and worship of God and being thankful for what Jesus did on the cross. He ever liveth to make intercession for the saints. So you're seated in the heavenlies in Christ for eternity. And so every moment is that praise and worship, and every moment is a simulation to get you to be able to live in that state, to move from the flesh mind to the spirit mind, and every moment to realize that you're in a state of actually praise and worship. That's what's happened. Yes, it's a simulation. Yes, it's like a dream state. Yes, it's like a computer game. A lot of people, they try to figure out that it's one thing. It's not just one way of looking at it. It's multidimensional. So some say it's a dream state. Yes. It's a hologram. Yes. A simulation. Yes. It's a computer game. Yeah. It's a game. The devil's all G-A-M-E. G is Golgotha. A is blood. M is water. E is spirit. It's the game for souls. It's a 3D book. Yes, you're in a 3D book. You're a character on the page. And so it's a washing machine. Yes, you're being washed. It's a dryer. Yes. It's a coffee pot. Yes, he's brewing you. He brews. Everything that you look at in front of you is what it is. You're actually looking at yourself when you see the spine on a book. Why is everything around you named after what the human is doing? Make amends. Make amends. So you want to make amends and make something right. Right? A-M-E-N-D. Mend. You want to mend something. You want to sew something. M-E-N-D. Why is the word mend in there? You want to mend a garment. Because mend is making amends to God. How do you make amends to God or to your fellow man? Believe on Jesus, because Jesus paid it all. Now, if you can make amends in 3D in the hologram, if you've wronged somebody, that's fine too. But it's already paid. But if you need to make amends, that's normal down here. It's okay to make amends. You're not taken away from Christ, because you can only make amends because he already made it. He already made a way of escape at the cross. It was already finished. Is it a quantum hologram? Yes. Is it a fractal hologram? Yes. If it is a simulation, yes. It's a 3D book. And every page of your day is the same truth, and it's all about getting your inside changed. And once your inside is in tune with the universe starts to revolve around you, because you're in Christ. And all the simulation, you know, if a narcissist shows up, or a Jezebel, or a Delilah, there's nothing new. The same stuff keeps happening. And you learn to play the game with these flesh creatures. You learn not, really, actually, you learn not to play the game. Instead of playing the game with the flesh creature, you learn not to play the game with the flesh creature, and you just walk away. Because it's just a game. Jesus said the devil came to test him, but there's nothing in him. And so you realize the AI program is the game. And you don't play the game anymore. That's all. It's really easy. The only game you play is love, truth, faith, trust, hope, joy, peace, goodness, meekness. That's the only game you play. You don't play the other games anymore. Because those games are death. You don't play the games of death. You play the games of life. The fruit of the Spirit is life. The works of the flesh is death. You don't play the games of death anymore. You play the games of life. That's the deal.